Okay, so we're covering the book of Psalms, and it's a massive book, 150 chapters, perhaps the longest book in the Bible, although the book of Jeremiah has more words compared to the words of Psalm. So Jeremiah has the most words, but as far as the most chapters, you have the book of Psalm, towering over all the books of the Bible with 150 chapters. And this is part two of our introduction, so I'm not going to review the things that we talked about last week. So you can just go ahead and listen to the lesson last week and catch up on the introduction to the book of Psalms. And I'd like to call this the theological songbook of the Bible, the theological songbook of the Bible. All right, so let's see if you open let's start with Psalm here and look over in Psalm 3. Look over in Psalm 3. And if you notice in Psalm 3, underneath the number 3 is an inscription. It says, "A Psalm of David, when he fled from Absalom, his son." That writing, yung mga nasulat dyan sa ilalim ng number 3, subscription ang tawag natin doon. It's a subscript. It appears as a subscript, as an extra title in the English. But in the Greek, the Hebrew text from which the Old Testament came from, this actually is part of verse number 1. This is part of the Old Testament scriptures. So when you see Psalm 3, don't just read, "Lord, how are they increased that trouble me?" Don't just skip over the subscript. And that tells us some information, yes, but more than just information, it's actually part of verse 1. So don't skip over those writings. Now, it says here in Psalm 3, a Psalm of David. Look at Psalm 4. Psalm 4, to the chief musician on Neginoth. And we're going to talk about what is Neginoth. Don't worry about that for now. We'll get there. But look at what it says. A Psalm of David. Again, a Psalm of David. So then look at Psalm 5. To the chief musician upon Nehiloth, a Psalm of David. And it goes on and on, a Psalm of David. Same's true with 6 and 7. It's a little different, a Shigayon of David. Again, don't worry about those terms. We'll talk about those terms later. But the point I'm making is that the subscripts, for one thing, tell us who wrote the psalm. So in this case, we notice that these are the Psalms of David. And so David wrote some psalms, and we can put him as one of the authors of the book of Psalms. So I want to talk to you about who wrote the psalms. Okay? Well, for one thing, David is the primary author, and you'll see why he's the primary author in a little bit here. But, authorship. Authorship. primarily, David. And we see that in the subscripts. Go over to 2 Samuel chapter 23. 2 Samuel chapter 23. Book of 2 Samuel is all about the rule of King David, how he came into power, how he ascended into the heights of being the king of Israel, and then the second half of 2 Samuel is the decline of his kingdom, how his kingdom started to fall because of his sins. And so 2 Samuel, in reviewing the life of David, 2 Samuel chapter 23, and the writer of 2 Samuel described David. Look at 2 Samuel chapter 23. Oh, let me see here. And verse number 1, 2 Samuel 23, verse number 1. And we believe that Nathan is the one who wrote 2 Samuel. It could be either Nathan, the prophet, or Gad, the other prophet. Or maybe both of them working together. Who knows? But we're not. It doesn't say who wrote 2 Samuel, but we have an idea. It most likely would be Prophet Nathan or Prophet Gad. Anyway, so 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 1. Now these be the last words of David, David the son of Jesse. Now you remember, that's his dad, and he's got brothers, and he's the youngest of the brothers, David, son of Jesse. And the man who was raised up on high and anointed of God, of the God of Jacob. So we know that David was selected by God to be the next king because the first king rebelled against the Lord. And so because King Saul, the first king, rebelled against the Lord, God rejected King Saul and erased the lineage. Usually, you know, when you have a king, the next person who takes over in authority in a monarchy is the son. And King Saul had a son. His name was Jonathan. Jonathan should have been the next king. But because Saul rejected the Lord rejected Saul. Remember that. If you reject God, God will reject you. And so God said, well, we're going to anoint David instead. So look at there. He was the anointed of the God of Jacob. And we know that Samuel anointed David when he was a young man. And then later he was anointed to be king publicly. First he was anointed to be the king apparent or the heir under God's divine selection. And then when he became ruler over Judah, he was anointed by the folks over in the southern region. And then when he took over the entire kingdom of Israel, they anointed him again. So he was three times anointed king. And so anyway, it says here, anointed of the God of Jacob, the sweet psalmist of Israel. There you have it. David, according to 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 1, is the sweet psalmist of Israel. Now, it says there, sweet, but the word sweet there means delightful. He was the excellent, cheerful, delightful singer, and singer over the strings of Israel. So David is a significant writer of Psalms, and the person who compiled the book of Psalms, that's why we have 150 chapters here, 73 of 150 chapters are written by David. Imagine that, 73 of 150 chapters written by David that we know about because of the subscripts. Okay, so that's without question. We don't question, you know, who wrote Psalm 3, who wrote Psalm 4, and 5, and 6, and 7. We know that David wrote it because that's what the Bible says. That's 73 Psalms. So that's a good chunk of the book of Psalms. David... he was a master musician and king, and he used God's talent not just to write the psalms and organize the psalms, and he appointed leaders to minister in music in the Old Testament. Look over in 1 Chronicles. Go over to 1 Chronicles, chapter 25. 1 Chronicles, chapter 25, verse number 1. 1 Chronicles, chapter 25, verse number 1. Notice what David did here. He's the king, he's in charge, and he regulated not just the political aspects of Israel, not just the social and the civil spheres of Israel as king. He also regulated the worship of Israel as a king. 1 Chronicles chapter 25, verse 1. Moreover, David and the captains of the host separated to the service of the sons of Asaph and of Heman and of Jeduthun, who should prophesy with harps, with psalteries, with cymbals, and the number of workmen according to their service was. And it goes on and on. Look at verse number 6. 1 Chronicles 25, verse number 6. All these were under the hands of their father for song in the house of the Lord with cymbals, psalteries, and harps for the service of the house of God according to the king's order. Who's king? King David. That's right. So he set it up. to Asaph, to Jeduthun, and to Heman. You got to remember those names, Asaph and Heman. They'll show up here in a little bit. Watch out. So anyway, go over to Amos chapter 6, verse number 5. Amos chapter 6, verse number 5. What's interesting about David is not only did he organize the religious worship and music ministry of the temple, but he also invented musical instruments. So, man, this guy, he not only wrote the Psalms, but he invented the stringed instruments by which they are to sing the Psalms. Amos chapter 6, verse number 5. Amos chapter 6, verse number 5. That chant to the sound of the viol, or the viol, and invent to themselves. Get it? Invent to themselves instruments of music like David. So David apparently manufactured instruments, created instruments. So what a very, very talented man, a gifted man in the area of music and worshiping the Lord, the sweet psalmist of Israel. Now let's go back to 2 Samuel. Before we leave David and 2 Samuel here, I want you to notice, where did David get the words from? Where did he get the words from? And since we're talking about authorship, I wonder who gave David the words to write the Psalms. Well, if you're a Bible believer, if you know the Bible, guess who gave David the words? God. Look at 2 Samuel 23, verse number 2. 2 Samuel 23, verse number 2. The Spirit of the Lord, what? Spake by me. Get it? The Spirit of the Lord spake by me. So this is what we call revelation, inspiration. Okay? 2 Samuel 23, verse 2 tells us that the Spirit of the Lord and it's capital L-O-R-D for Jehovah, but the Spirit of the Lord spake by me. So the words are sourced in the Spirit. The words come from God. And the instrument that God used was David. So David operated under the power of the Holy Spirit of God when he wrote the Psalms. And so the scriptures, the Bible, is not man's book. This, as wonderful as David was, as powerful as he was, as talented as he was, as gifted as he was, the authority of David didn't come from David. The power didn't come from David. The words didn't come from David. They were authored by the Spirit of the Lord, who spake by him. And that's how the entire Bible is written. This is why the Bible is so important. This is why we know the Bible is really the sword of the Spirit. This is why we know this is a God-breathed book. The word Spirit can also be has been translated breath, air. It's been translated in those terms. There are word pictures for the Holy Spirit of God. Viewing the Holy Spirit as a wind, breath, okay? And so David, in connection with the Holy Spirit of God, were given the words by the Lord, okay? Again, 2 Samuel 23:2, the Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word, whose word? The Spirit of the Lord. His word was in my, where is that at? Was in my tongue. Was in my tongue. Now look at verse number three. The God of Israel said, the rock of Israel spake to me. Who's the rock of Israel? Well, that's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The only rock identifiable in the New Testament. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and Peter, the epistle of Peter, talking about the rock, Jesus Christ. And so the words did not come from David. And this is the pattern all over the Bible. You look at Jeremiah, for example. Where did Jeremiah get his words, that wonderful prophet, that good prophet Jeremiah? Well, he got it from the Lord. Look at Jeremiah chapter 36. Jeremiah chapter 36. It says here, Jeremiah 36 verse 1, and it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord. So the word of God came to Jeremiah, you see. The word of the Lord came to David. The word of the Lord comes to his men. And so this Bible is not the product of human authorship. Not just the book of Psalms, but the entire Bible is the product of the Holy Spirit of God using holy men. And that's what we find. 2 Peter, look at 2 Peter chapter 1. Go over to 2 Peter chapter 1. Second Peter chapter 1, verse number 21. Second Peter chapter 1, verse number 21. Look at what the Bible says there. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. So man did not come up with this word of prophecy. But holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So, was David a holy man of God? Yes, he was. He spake as he was moved by the Spirit of the Lord, by the Holy Ghost. So the Bible over and over, all over the place, tells us that God's word was given to holy men. So when we say authorship, who is the real author of the book of Psalms? And indeed, who's the real author of the entire Bible? and the Holy Spirit. Right? The Holy Spirit. And who's the writer of the book of Psalms? In this case, the writer is David. So you see that? The author is the Spirit, and the writer is David. So that's how we view the Bible. And so I hope you understand that, because that's foundational. Say, why do we believe the Bible? Because it is not the word of man. It is the word of God. Why do we base all of our teaching and doctrine on the Bible? Because it's the word of God, you see. Why do we hang on to the King James Bible? Because this is the only English Bible that keeps all the words that God has given us. And all the other translations of Scripture have been edited. And all the other things. We want a Bible that's complete. We want a Bible that's word for word, reflects the Word of God. You won't find a more superior, better available Bible today than the King James Bible. It's just not, you won't find any other Bible like it. And so let's consider these truths, okay? Those are important truths to remember. So David wrote 73 Psalms. There are some Psalms, in addition to the 73, that the book of Psalms doesn't say that David wrote it, but the New Testament tells us that David wrote it. And so we have to add, okay? For example, go over to Psalm 2. Look at Psalm 2. Psalm number 2. Psalm number 2. Now, do you see a subscript underneath Psalm 2? No, we don't have a subscript. There's nothing written under there. It doesn't say the Psalm of David. Okay, Psalm 2. It just basically goes into, why do the heathen rage? The people imagine a vain thing. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord, against His anointed, saying. So basically, it's teaching us that world rulers don't regard Jesus Christ. And don't get me going. Don't get me going. They don't think Jesus is essential. World rulers, the kings, the Bible says, the heathen kings of the earth, rulers take counsel together against the Lord. Now, is the Bible telling us the truth? Listen to me carefully. World rulers and kings do not believe that Jesus is essential. What Psalm 2 is talking about. It's not going to go well for the world rulers, FYI. It's not going to go well for anyone who disregards Jesus Christ. You will die and go to hell. You will burn in an eternal hell because you disregard Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible teaches. Now, it doesn't say David wrote Psalm 2. But if you go to Acts chapter 4, Acts chapter 4, boy, ain't the Bible real? The Spirit of the Lord? God wasn't lying when He says the rulers disregard the Son. It's biblical. That's why you shouldn't trust the kings and the rulers. You shouldn't put your trust in man. Remember what we read last week? Don't put your confidence in man. Don't put your trust in man. Put your confidence in the Lord. Hello? Why do you want to follow someone who's going to die and go to hell? No, we have a king. Our king is Jesus Christ. He is the Lord. He is the Master. He's not just essential, He's God. He keeps everything going. He introduced a little virus here to show the kings that they are not in control. To remind all of us that we are not in control. God is the only one who is in control. And Acts chapter 4, verse 25, who is here? Acts chapter 4, verse 25. Look at what it says here. Acts 4:25, who by the mouth of thy servant David had said, and what did David say? Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. Oh, you see that? So based on Acts chapter 4, verse number 25, we can count Psalm 2 as a psalm of David. You see that? So now we have 74 psalms that David wrote. Go over to Psalm 95. Psalm 95. Psalm 95. I told you don't get me going on that. Psalm 95. Oh, don't you just love the word? Psalm 95. Psalm 95. It says here, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. And it goes on, but is there a subscript there? We don't see a subscript. So in the Old Testament, we don't know who wrote Psalm 95 necessarily. But if we go to Hebrews chapter 4, you go to Hebrews chapter 4, Book of Hebrews chapter 4. And verse number 7. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 7 is referring to Psalm 95, verse number 7. Psalm 95, verse 7 says, For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation. So, go over to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 7. Hebrews 4, 7. Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, there you have David identified, today, after so long a time, as it said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And so, the writer of Hebrews, and who is the writer of Hebrews? We know that's Paul. We know that's Paul because Peter mentioned that in 2 Peter, that Paul wrote to the Jews, and Hebrews is written to the Jews. And if Paul wrote to the Jews, and the only letter we know that Paul wrote directly to the Jews would be Hebrews. So anyway, Paul identified David as the writer of Psalm 95. So how many psalms do we have now attributed to David? 75. Okay, now let's go to Psalm 100, Psalm 105. So now you have 75 psalms attributed to David. Go over to Psalm 105. This one's an interesting psalm. Celebrating the restoration of the tabernacle and the worship. It's just an excellent psalm, a rejoicing psalm, a thanksgiving psalm, and then rehearsing the history of Israel from the days of Abraham and Moses, and also just a tremendous psalm, Psalm 105. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Do we see a subscript here? No, we don't see a subscript here. And so we don't know, based on this psalm alone, if David wrote it. But let's go ahead and read it. O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people, sing unto Him, sing psalms unto Him, talk ye all of His wondrous works. Glory in His holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in His strength and seek His face forevermore. So that's an excellent psalm, and it goes on and on. Just a very nice psalm. But go over to 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. And Ezra, who we believe wrote 1 Chronicles, identified for us this psalm. 1 Chronicles 16. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. And look at verse number 7. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 7. Then on that day, what does it say here? Then on that day, David delivered this psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. This is what David wrote. Give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people, sing unto Him, sing psalms unto Him, talk ye of all His wondrous works. Does that sound familiar? It sounds exactly like Psalm 105. So guess who wrote Psalm 105? Well, according to 1 Chronicles 16:7, David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord. So David wrote Psalm 105. How many psalms is that now? 76. We have 76 psalms that are attributed to David. 73 from the subscripts in the book of Psalms. And then you have three more that when you go to the Old Testament and New Testament, they tell you David did this, David wrote that, David said this. So now you have 76, okay? So we would say that David wrote there's another one, Psalm 96. I didn't mention Psalm. Let's look at Psalm 96. Psalm 96. Let's see. First, is there a subscription? Is there a writing underneath? It says here, Psalms 96, nothing, right? It just says, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day to day. And it goes on that way, right? Look at verse number 7. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Look at verse 8. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. Now go back to 1 Chronicles chapter 16 again. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Well, we saw this earlier. This is David worshiping the Lord. Look at 1 Chronicles 16 verse 28. Verse 28, 16:28. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord glory due unto His name. Bring an offering, come before Him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Where do we find that? Well, you find that in Psalm 96. So guess who wrote Psalm 95 and Psalm 96? David. Okay, so now David wrote how many psalms? 77 psalms. So we identified 77 psalms that David wrote. That makes 51.3%. The Psalms, the book of Psalms, is written by David. Isn't that amazing? Remember that 51% approximately 51%. Of 150 psalms, 77 to 150, that would be 51.3%. And you're looking at 77 of the 150 psalms are written by David that are identifiable in Scripture. All right? Other writers of a psalm now. We have 150 chapters. Not everything is written by David. There are some that are written by Solomon. He wrote two psalms. There's two psalms there. That would be, let's see here, Psalm 72. Psalm 72 and Psalm 127. Psalm 72, Psalm 127. So let's look at that real quick. Psalm 72. Psalm 72. It says here, under the subscription here, a psalm for Solomon. Now in the Hebrew, the word for could mean any preposition. It could mean by, to, for, in. And so it's all that. It works together, but this would be considered a psalm of Solomon or a psalm to or for Solomon. But it's attributed to King Solomon, David's son. And then Psalm 127. Let's look at Psalm 127. Wonder what that says. A song of degrees for Solomon. Again, his name mentioned there. Solomon. So Solomon wrote two. That would be 1.3% of the Psalms. So not a major contributor, but every word of God is inspired. All the words of God are inspired. So whether you write two or 77, that's not the point. You know, the point is every word of God is important. Okay? Then we have Asaph. I told you to remember those names. Asaph. And Asaph was a priest and a chief musician that David appointed. And we read his name earlier. If you remember, I said, remember Asaph and Jeduthun and Heman. But Asaph is that. We read the scriptures on him. He was called a seer. So he's a prophet also. A seer in 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 30. He wrote 12 psalms. 12 psalms. And we know that because of the subscription. Look over in Psalm 50, for example. Psalm 50. Asaph is the chief musician appointed by King David that we read earlier. But Psalm 50, look at what it says in Psalm 50. A psalm of Asaph. And so there you have one of the 12. Let's see here. Look at Psalm 73. Psalm 73. We're just trying to get an understanding of who wrote Psalms. Well, we know David wrote half, just about over, a little over half. Solomon wrote, 1%, 1 point some odd percent. Asaph wrote 12. So look at Psalm 73, a psalm of Asaph. Psalm 74, a maskil of Asaph. Don't worry about the phrase maskil. We'll talk about that some other time. Psalm 75, a song of Asaph. Psalm 76, song of Asaph. Psalm 77, 78, all the way to 83. From Psalm 73 to Psalm 83, it's all the Psalms of Asaph. Okay, very interesting. So Asaph would occupy, 12 there to 150, would occupy 8%. So you got 8%, one point some odd percent of the book of Psalms. So very interesting. There's another group here called the Sons of Korah. I want to use my black one because I want to keep it together. The Sons of Korah. Sons of Korah. Korah was a Levite father who rebelled against Moses. And Dathan and Abihu and all the other folks were with him, rebellious towards leadership, challenged Moses, and basically got the Lord judging him and those who are in company with Korah. And the Lord opened the earth and swallowed Korah and Dathan and Abihu and everybody that was with Korah. The sons of Korah apparently separated from their dad because they regard the Lord. They respect the leadership of Moses. They honored the tabernacle. The sons of Korah were spared from the judgment of their father who disregarded God's authority. And so the sons of Korah, we find here, wrote 10 psalms. So there's 10 psalms that they wrote. Look over, for example, in Psalm 42. Psalm 42. I know it's getting late, but don't worry. We're under quarantine, so we have time. Psalm 42, and I won't take much long here. I'm going to wrap it up here soon. Well, Psalm 42, look at what it says here. To the chief musician, Maskil, for the sons of Korah. And so there you have the sons of Korah there. Psalm 44. Psalm 44. To the chief musician, for the sons of Korah, Maskil. And it goes on and on. The sons of Korah. And so you have 12 of those. So that's 6%. 6.6%. At that. Just in giving you a perspective. Giving you a perspective of the overall look at the book of Psalms. So then there's about Heman wrote Psalms. Let's see here. He wrote one. Where is my black? Oh, boy. Oh, here it is. Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. Number five, Heman. Right? Go over to Psalm 88. Heman is a grandson of Samuel, the prophet. Interesting. The grandson of Samuel. Heman. Look at Psalm 88. Let's see here. What does it say? A song or psalm for the sons of Korah to the chief musician upon Mahalath Leanoth. Don't worry about those words. We'll look at that. Maskil of Heman, the Ezrahite. So he's also an Ezrahite for what's that worth, a grandson of Samuel. A Maskil of Heman. And he's also related to the sons of Korah there. But he wrote one psalm, so that would be 1.6%. 0.6% is Heman. Ethan, so that would be number six. Ethan. You know someone whose name is Ethan? It's a good name. It's one of the writers of Psalms. And he wrote Psalm 89, right next door to Heman. Heman and Ethan. Psalm 89. And what does Psalm 89 say? Look at that. A Maskil of Ethan, the Ezrahite. He was also the same, Ezrahite. He was brother of Heman. Ethan and Heman are brothers. Let's see. You can look at the study notes. We got the verses there to show you that they're brothers. Okay, so he wrote one psalm. That would also be 0.6%. And let's see, Moses wrote a psalm. Okay, that would be number seven. Moses, he wrote Psalm 90. One psalm. Look over at Psalm 90. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. So it's a powerful psalm, probably one of the earlier psalms because Moses ministered way back before David's time, at the time of Egypt. Remember that when they came out? And so they wrote Psalm 90. So that would be 0.6%. give you a perspective on that. And one more, King Hezekiah. King Hezekiah. Oh, how do we get King Hezekiah? Well, go over to Psalm 120, for example. Psalm 120. That's the last. I'm done. Okay. I won't keep you long. But Psalm 120. Look at what it says in the subscript there. A song of degrees. Go over to Psalm 121. A song of degrees. Psalm 123, Psalm. A song of degrees. And so you've got these songs of degrees. Look at 125, a song of degrees. 126, song of degrees. Okay? All these songs of degrees, where did they come from? Well, look at Isaiah chapter 38. Go over to the book of Isaiah chapter 38. Book of Isaiah, chapter 38. And we're looking at King Hezekiah here. Psalm Isaiah 38, verse number 8. Isaiah 38, verse number 8. And it says here, "Behold, I will bring again the shadow of the degrees which has gone down in the sundial of Ahaz 10 degrees backwards, so the sun returned 10 degrees by which degrees it was gone down." 10 degrees. The sun was reversed 10 degrees. Get that number, 10. Look at verse number, verse number 20. Verse number 20. "The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore we will sing my songs to stringed instruments." That sounds like Psalms. "All the days of our life in the house of the Lord." So basically Hezekiah, in answer to his prayer about his life being preserved and God adding to his life 15 years, and a sign that God will answer is the reversal of the sun 10 degrees. By the way, it's the sun that's moving. So we're back to geocentricity. So, of course, scientists would disagree with that. Don't get me started again with that. Let's move on. But anyway, so Hezekiah wrote 10 psalms of degrees. Get it? Psalm of degrees. But that degrees over there, of course, not just means the degrees of the sun, but the psalms of degrees refer to the ascension or the procession of the children of Israel into the house of the Lord. Just like what Isaiah chapter 38 verse 20 says, "The Lord was ready to save me, therefore we will sing my songs." Whose songs? Hezekiah's songs. King Hezekiah. And he wrote 10 of them. "My songs to stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord." So when the children of Israel would visit the temple, they would sing these 10 psalms, these songs of degrees, these songs of ascension as they make their procession towards Jerusalem. So we have 10 psalms and 6%. So you have an idea now of the writers of the book of Psalms. David wrote the most, and really, David wrote the most, and there's more. By the way, there's one other group of psalms that are not named. We don't know who wrote them, except for the ones that we identified that were David's. Other than that, we don't know. They're called anonymous psalms, and there's 33% anonymous psalms. 33%, we just don't know who wrote them. We call them anonymous psalms, question mark. Make that clear here. Anonymous psalms. 33% is anonymous. Now, so there you have an overview. Jesus called the entire book of Psalms the Psalms of David. Look over in Luke chapter 20. Luke chapter 20, he attributed the entire book to David. And of course, if you wrote 51 to 53% of the work, they probably went ahead and attributed to David. But the Lord did in Acts chapter 40. Luke chapter 20. Luke chapter 20 and verse 42. Luke chapter 20, verse 42. Luke 20, verse 42. And David himself saith in the book of Psalms. Get it? David himself saith in the book of Psalms. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand. So Jesus called it the book of Psalms. And Acts chapter 1, last verse. Acts chapter 1. Verse number 16, Acts chapter 1, verse number 16. This would be Peter speaking, preaching. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost, who did it? The Holy Ghost, by the mouth of David, spake concerning Judas. And so on and so forth, attributing the entire psalm to David. Verse number 20, for it is written in the book of Psalms. There they are, acknowledge the entire book of Psalms. All right, so there you have it. You have anonymous psalms. You have the Psalms of David, the Psalms of Solomon, the Psalms of Asaph, the Psalms of the sons of Korah, the Psalms of the brothers Heman, Ethan, Moses, Hezekiah, and I hope you have a good understanding that these are the words of the Spirit of the Lord that God gave to David and Solomon, Asaph, and the sons of Korah, and Heman, Ethan, Moses, and Hezekiah. So let's pray, and next week we'll move on to other things concerning the book of Psalms, just laying a foundation so that when you pick up the book of Psalms, you have a better understanding of the book. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord. Much more details here, not necessarily application, but Lord, we thank you for the time that we have in the Word of God, that we can examine the Scriptures and look at it and be informed and understand some truths, and that we may learn to enjoy the book of Psalms. So we acknowledge that the book, not just the book of Psalms, but the entire Bible, is the product of the words of the Spirit of the Lord. And you use David and all the other men to inscripturate the Scriptures, to inspire them and inscripturated them. But these are truly your words. Help us to esteem your words above all things. We love you, Lord. Ask your blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Wag kalimutan.
Wag kalimutan.